From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, relatively quiet this Saturday following a fourth night of protests over the police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. But unlike previous nights, there were no reports of major violence. Charlotte Police Chief Keir Putney said Friday the video police recorded during the fatal shooting of the African-American man will eventually be released.
And the reason I want to release it when I can give more supportive information is because if it's proving our case or proving our case should go in a different direction, the only way to do that is to be able to establish probable cause. And what I can tell you is the video evidence in that case didn't get us to that standard solely.
The family of Keith Scott released cell phone video images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death Tuesday, but it's undetermined if the video will clarify what exactly happened before her husband was killed. The manhunt continues at this hour in the U.S. state of Washington for a gunman who fatally shot five people in a shopping mall late Friday night. Four women and a man were killed inside the Cascade Mall in the city of Burlington. This man was inside the mall when the shooting began.
It wasn't all at once. It was more like a shot, and then 2 seconds later, another shot, you know, so crazy, crazy.
Police say the gunman was last seen walking towards the highway near the Cascade Mall, about an hour north of Seattle. President Barack Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of the September 11th terror attacks to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. Congress could override the president's action, with many saying it is likely. An override in this case would mark the first time in Obama's two terms that one of his vetoes was rejected. This is VOA News. As the Russian-backed Syrian military stepped up its offensive against rebel-held areas of the city of Aleppo on Saturday, the country's foreign minister said Syrians would not relent in their fight against terrorism. His comments came as airstrikes against the rebel-held section of the divided Syrian city of Aleppo continued Saturday, with at least 30 dead so far. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. In Washington, President Obama and a host of dignitaries and citizens are celebrating the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture today. President Obama says it's full of lessons.
This is the place to understand how protest and love of country don't merely coexist, but inform each other. How men can proudly win the gold for their country, but still insist on raising a black gloved fist. How we can wear an I Can't Breathe t-shirt and still grieve for fallen police officers.
Former President George W. Bush approved the legislation that put the vision of the museum into motion.
First, it shows our commitment to truth. Great Nation does not hide its history. It faces its flaws and corrects them. That a country founded on the promise of liberty held millions in chains. That the price of our union was America's original sin. Second, this museum shows America's capacity to change. For centuries, slavery and segregation seemed permanent parts of our national life.
Bush called the museum fabulous and urged everyone to plan a visit to the National Mall's newest attraction. The National Museum of African American History and Culture became a reality through a combination of government and private donations. South African President Jacob Zuma opened the 17th meeting of the Convention of International Trade in Endangered Species Saturday in Johannesburg. More than 1,000 delegates from around the world have converged on that city for the meeting that runs through October the 5th. CITES aims to ensure that trade in rare specimens does not threaten their species' survival. And finally, this afternoon, authorities in Iraq saying an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province has killed 12 people. Officials say at least 23 were wounded in the suicide car bombing earlier today. There's been no claim of responsibility. I'm Michael Brown reporting from here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.